Let's talk a little bit about shadow people. Big interest there. How did your work get you into this arena?
I became interested in studying shadow people in depth because I kept coming across so many cases of them in haunting investigations. People talked about seeing what they thought were ghosts that weren't the semi-transparent apparitions that we usually associate with ghosts, but rather they were dark, shadowy figures. And the more I looked into it, I found that shadow people really cut across a spectrum of experiences that we have with the unknown, the most common of which is the nighttime bedroom visitor. You wake up in the middle of the night, and there's a dark figure standing by the bed or in a corner of the room. It's an outline. You can't see any features. It's human in shape, usually male, and it just stands there and watches you. It doesn't communicate. It just watches. People can be very frightened by this, even though these figures don't overtly threaten people, but their appearance is creepy, and the fact that they're dark shadows. That's the most common form of shadow people experience. I think that this kind of shadow person is probably a being from another dimension. Perhaps they're interested in us, and they find a way into our dimension, especially through consciousness when we're asleep. There's something about our sleeping consciousness that enables them to come through, and they come and observe us. I think that's a plausible explanation, not the only, but a plausible one. Then there are shadow figures that do seem to be more ghosts, that's the way the ghost seems to manifest, as a dark form that moves about rather than a filmy white kind of form.
Maybe it is a dark form.
Possibly. Well, it might be, and certainly malevolent hauntings have been associated with dark entities and entities which appear black and sort of exude a vibration or an energy field of evil, of malevolence, of something you don't want to be near. That would be another form of shadow figure, something you would say would be a demonic form. But the most common seems to be this bedroom visitor. There are also shadow people who literally come off the walls. You suddenly notice that there's a shadow on the wall where it shouldn't be. The shadow takes on human form, moves on the wall, comes off the wall, and moves in the room. There are shadow figures that move through houses. They seem to be on tracks where they, like a lot of ghosts, go from one point to another point. I think that they're one of the most common and unusual phenomena that people experience. So I start collecting anecdotes. And
from
I want to thank, by the way, all the listeners out in Coast to Coast Land who responded to my inquiries about shadow people. I've collected hundreds of anecdotes, and I'm finding some interesting patterns in our experiences.
I, like you, believe it's dimensional. I've always thought, though, sometimes they're not aware that we're here looking at them. It's almost as if they're out of kilter or something.
I think that that's very possible, like bleed-throughs of reality that they may not be aware of us, but we're aware of them. And I've collected a lot of cases like that where people have the feeling that these shadow people are caught up in their own activities, their own awareness, their own world, and they're not really aware that they've penetrated into ours.
Have they ever attacked people?
I haven't come across any cases where people have been out and out attacked by a shadow figure. That is something that would not be a demonic entity, which in my way of looking at it isn't quite the same thing. But there have been cases where people have been followed by shadow figures and where they have attributed misfortune in their life to the appearance of a shadow person. And that's a link that a person may make. Very difficult to prove or disprove, but it's the feeling somebody has. And quite often we have feelings about our paranormal experiences that we feel very certain about, even though there's no way we can prove it.
Well, that's absolutely true. There is no way you can prove it, but you've got to take it, I guess, on fate value, as we say.
I think that it's important to pay attention to our own internal feelings about our experiences. Certainly each of us is going to interpret an experience according to our belief systems, our boggle point, our spiritual and religious views. But sometimes we have experiences that we just know to be true, and we can't really explain how we know it. Human history is full of things like that. I think that they form a very important body of anecdotal evidence that testifies to our experiences with other dimensional realms. One important thing I noticed about shadow people, George, is that human emotion plays a very important role in whether or not these figures show up and how often and when. It seems that people who are in emotional states of turbulence are more likely to have shadow people experiences. Not always, but this has come up over and over again in the cases that I've looked at. People have been at points of crossroads, indecisions, domestic turmoil, like parents going through a divorce, or if you're an adult, being in a divorce. Anything that sort of upsets your apple cart in a very strong way and keeps you upset. These turbulent emotions seem to be a pathway that opens the door to these particular entities.